I am a conspiracy theorist, or who is governing America? I seem to have lit a flame in myself and seem to need more to say to quench it, if you'd allow me. How many of our leaders have already been executed, and how many are clones, do we know? Of course not. Is it not important to know whether the person in front of you is a person, and if they're not, who's really making the decisions? The stand-in for Joe Biden asked Boris Johnson if he'd seen a second-class movie he had starred in, and Johnson responded in an irritated manner, "Who am I speaking to?" Really speaking to, yes, we'd all like to know, but it's far more important than that. This is nullifying people's votes. It's giving the public's decision-making away to the Illuminati, cabal, deep state, at their highest levels. For 4 years, America was ostensibly governed by a president who never was, who didn't exist. Joe Biden was dead before, in quotation marks, he became president. Charlie died for the truth. This is a hill I die on. Stop giving us fraudulent copies of our leaders. I'm addressing the deep state. You're thwarting the will of the people through this stratagem and others that feed into it. You're destroying democracy. Your plan is to kill off the people and enslave the survivors. In my humble view, we need to wake up to the deep state's plan and their playbook. Do I know it in all its twists and turns? No, I don't. And the cabal has loaded down our best sources with nonsense about their origins. For example, Real Raw News was born as a satire site. Footnote 5. One version of this story has the Real Raw News categorizing itself as a satire site to run under the FBI's radar. At present, it has special access to Marine General Eric Smith's office. General Smith sits on President Trump's War Council. If RRN gets it wrong, General Smith's office is on the phone correcting them. End of footnote 5. And the ever-used bludgeon, calling them conspiracy theorists, which most people happily agree with, as if to say, you're not going to fool me, fool you. I may not need to if we take our lead from the cabal's complicit mainstream media. Right now, I see a large number of clones operating politics. Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, on and on. I have to ask, who's governing America? We probably have no idea how many of our leaders, presidents, prime ministers, members of legislative assemblies, judges, etc., are clones. Clones do what they are told. Who's telling these clones what to do? No, this is not science fiction. I wish it was. This is our country, 2025. The deep state's well-oiled machine calls everyone who gets close to the truth of their plan to take over the planet, which we're now living through, a conspiracy theorist. I am a conspiracy theorist. It then throws them off a bridge, like Isaac Cappy. Maybe he used a clone because I heard later that he was in the witness protection program. Or takes over their plane and crashes it into a mountain or the sea. This is not new. JFK is said to have used a clone and survived Dallas in 1963. Ben Fulford regularly seems to track President Trump's clones, one of which was allegedly killed in the helicopter which the deep state drove into an American Airlines jetliner over Reagan International Airport, killing everyone on both planes. Well, I had my network moment with the assassination of Charlie. And like Howard Beale, I can't take it anymore. It's beyond me to remain neutral when the deep state assassinates our leaders. And such wonderful leaders, for the first time in decades. That is too much for me. Obviously, there's a Vasna or core issue there, which I'll find and complete. Square brackets. Yes, my mother's death. I, quotation marks, didn't do enough to save her from dying. End of square brackets. thank you for allowing me to get that off my chest.